Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
It's been a good year for American socialists. In New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out of nowhere to steamroll an incumbent. Socialist-backed women candidates won big victories in Pennsylvania, and for the first time in a long time, membership in the Democratic Socialists of America is surging. So what does socialism look like on the ground, in office? Seattle Councilwoman Shama Sawant is the first socialist to win an election there in almost a century.
The establishment, both the political establishment and the big business establishment, in some ways have been completely out of touch with the complete social crisis that the capitalist system is in. You see young people radicalizing around the question of poverty and inequality that is only increasing, even though the wealth in human society is increasing. And, you know, people are asking this question, how can this be?
So when you first won your seat nationally, you were something of an anomaly. But this year, socialist women candidates are popping up in other states and they're winning. What do those victories mean to you?
I think it is a solid confirmation of something that Socialist Alternative and some other organizations had been saying for several years, that actually calling yourself a socialist is not a barrier anymore for the new generation.
It's not the S word anymore?
It's not the S word. And actually, it's the C word, the capitalism word that working people and especially young people are thinking about, because they're recognizing that the world as it is presented to them is not working and that they need to fight for a different society. And when we first ran and won, it took the establishment by surprise, but then they immediately wanted to write it off as, oh, that's a one-off, or that's Seattle. You know, well, anything can happen in Seattle. You know, it's this rainy, lefty city where people wear socks with their sandals. Anything can happen there. But you're seeing a nationwide shift happening now. That tells us something.
So I'm curious, why do you think so many of these grassroots socialist candidates emerging are women?
Asserting oneself as a woman or as a person of color or as a member of the LGBTQ community, this is, or as an immigrant, in many ways is extremely important, especially given the absolutely horrendous attacks by Trump and the right wing and the Republican Party that is actually playing a role in energizing and activating women and other people of other communities that face specific oppressions. I will also say, though, that it is to some degree also maybe a coincidence. And I think what you will see in the next years is people of all identities running on platforms that unite working people.
You're pretty outspoken and you're clearly impatient with establishment Democrats. I imagine you have been perceived as something of a thorn in the side of liberal council members. Don't you risk losing some support?
I think if you are to do something to fight for justice, it implies, by definition, taking a side. So I'm fully aware that I am a polarizing figure, but I don't see it as a personalized issue. Society is polarized. What a lot of liberal elected officials, and this is sort of the theme of the Democratic Party as well, you can't do what they say they do, which is please both sides. Keep the Chamber of Commerce happy, keep the Amazon lobbyist happy, and yet win victories for working people that will transform their lives and also empower them politically. Any politician who says that is lying.
So much for the Obama administration's championing of bipartisanship. I guess you're kind of saying to hell with that.
But it's a question of whom you're building a coalition with and on what basis. Mm. So if you're talking about the Democratic establishment having a bipartisan approach to the Republican Party to help the Republican Party strip labor law and make compromises which end up hurting the immigrant community, no, that is not the kind of bipartisanship I'm talking about. That's a sellout.
You also took on some major corporate interests when you pushed for a head tax in Seattle. And first of all, what's a head tax?
Basically, it's a tax on big business that is calculated per employee, like the number of employees a company has.
So but if Amazon moves in and they have, you know, 1,000 employees, they're going to get taxed $200 a head?
Well, what we are talking about is a city where the big corporations have made hand over fist profits for well over a decade. And at the same time, the city has become massively unaffordable to its vast majority of working people, the educators, the cafeteria workers, the restaurant workers. Many of them either have been pushed out of the city because they can't afford the rent anymore, or are struggling right now to pay the rent and will tell you, you know what, it's a matter of months before I have to move my family out of Seattle.
So the idea was to somehow make the corporations pay up?
If you want to address the homelessness and housing, affordable housing crisis, absolutely, you have to talk about taxing big business like Boeing or Microsoft or Amazon. Many of these corporations, actually, if you add up all the subsidies they get that are financed by working class taxpayers, they pay less than what they get from the economy.
As I understand it, you pushed for the head tax. It passed at first, but then after heavy pressure from Amazon, it was repealed. So what's your political takeaway from that experience? And what kind of advice would you give to some of those women socialist candidates following in your footsteps and running for election?
The main takeaway lesson is, one, these politicians, as long as they are tied to corporate interests, they are going to betray you when push comes to shove. So in other words, Amazon flexed its muscles just a tiny bit, and then they all capitulated like dominoes. 7 of the 9 council members, less than a month after they had themselves made grand speeches about how proud they were of voting for that tax, repealed it. In terms of, you know, your question about what advice would I give to a lot of these candidates who are running as socialists, I would say you should not tie yourself to what's acceptable to the establishment. They are tied at the hip to Wall Street interests. You don't win simply by hoping to convince Nancy Pelosi of your working class politics. No, she's a warrior. She's a lieutenant for Wall Street. No, you have to turn outward and build movements, because you don't win anything if you don't. If you base yourself on trying to win some sort of consensus from above, from up there, it won't work.
Seattle Councilwoman Shama Sawant. Her socialist platform includes fighting for and winning a $15 minimum wage and a tax on the wealthy. She takes an average city worker's salary and donates the rest to a social justice fund.